Well, now to Lebanon, which today devalued its currency by about 90% to try to find stability in a financial and political crisis. Lebanon still has no elected president, and two independent lawmakers are camping out in parliament, calling for rival parties to come together to choose a new leader. One of them, Najat Saliba, spoke with our editorial partners at The Washington Post.
With the government, with a vacuum like this, people are left alone to fend for themselves. This is the worst disastrous situation you can ask for. And we cannot afford to wait that long before we elect a president.
Well, Washington Post Middle East correspondent Sarah Dadouche joins us now from Beirut. And Sarah, for those who haven't been following this, how did it come to this?
So the politicians that started the sit-in are two independent MPs. They're hoping that this would spur their colleagues to action, to vote in a president to stop the country from slipping further into economic ruin. The reason this political stalemate has dragged on for this long is because, I mean, first of all, Lebanon has had issues naming a president in the past. This is not a new occurrence. Mm-hmm. The MPs' fears that this will continue to drag on are not unfounded. The last vacancy dragged on for almost 2.5 years, paralyzed the country. The parliament is incapable of doing any legislation. And then Michel Aoun, the last president, took office in October of 2016. He left office at the end of October in 2022. And because the presidency is reserved for a Maronite Christian following a power-sharing deal that ended a bloody 15-year civil war in 1990, mm-hmm. there's fewer candidates that can fill the position. There are very specific candidates that can fill the position. And the different groups in parliament just cannot seem to be able to arrive to a unified decision. There were parliamentary elections last summer, and before those parliamentary elections, Hezbollah, the Iran-aligned militant group and big political party, along with its allies, held the majority in parliament. They lost that majority after the elections, which meant and now means a more sharply divided parliament. What we've heard from independent MPs who don't follow any of those traditional political parties is that the main reason for this presidential vacuum is simply an inability to reach across the aisle, which in Lebanon, it's not as simple as it sounds, because in Lebanon, it's also very much tied with sectarian divides and political divides and entrenched corruption. But all of these compound together to give us an inability to reach across the aisle.
Boy, complicated. But this is a very sophisticated country. And I'm wondering, how is this affecting the Lebanese people? They are already looking at power shortages. We talked about the spiraling currency. What's going on?
The people's priorities are changing on a sometimes weekly basis. I mean, the country, as you mentioned, is going through a severe electricity shortage. The Lebanese haven't had proper electricity since the end of the civil war in 1990. The power grid has always had problems. So much of the country has been heavily reliant on generators, which run on gas. Now the power, sometimes to some parts of the country, doesn't even come at all. In Tripoli, in the north of the country, that is very much forgotten. Even on election day, they were promised to have electricity until 3 p.m. And instead, we were watching on TVs as pitch black tents and voting stations plunged into darkness because of a lack of electricity. The Lebanese pound is in a free fall. It's lost about 40% of its value since the beginning of this year and for about 40 times its value since 2019, which means a lot of the country is suffering from poverty. And Lebanon used to be, especially Beirut, used to be called the Paris of the mm-hmm. Middle East, which is mm-hmm. a cliche, but it's because there was so much luxury in this country. There were parties and luxurious hotels and beach clubs and skiing, and you could ski and swim in the same day, as the cliche goes. And now you're seeing a massive brain drain where, especially after an explosion in 2020 happened and killed 200 people, just hordes of young professionals are leaving the country. And so what's left is really a massive amounts of poverty. The World Food Program estimated that 46% of Lebanese households now have trouble meeting basic food needs.
There have been accusations that the investigation into that explosion has been held up by corruption. What's going on there?
The investigation has been suspended a few times since it started. The judge even had to change. But each time the suspensions kept happening because the political elite are filing charges against the judge leading the probe whenever he charges members of the political class. So the latest is that the judge resumed his work in January. He charged top officials, and then the public prosecutor in turn told the judge that he had no authority to resume the investigation and said he would file charges against the judge himself. leading us back into a stalemate and the stoppage of this investigation. After this happened, I mean, a few MPs went to meet with the Minister of Justice to beseech him to hold the sanctity of the judiciary. And then one of the MPs was beaten up by the minister's bodyguard inside the Justice Palace. And people protested outside the ministry, but nothing else has happened since. It's just fed people's growing foreboding of the future of the judiciary in this country and anything really changing in the future.
The Washington Post Middle East correspondent in Lebanon, Sarah Dadouche. Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Robin.